Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you looking to build your self-esteem? Well, today I'm going to talk about how you can do this with the power of silence. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is click in the show notes below and you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. So I've been doing this process of sitting in silence with myself very regularly, and it's so beneficial in terms of the insights, the connection I've been able to make with myself by just taking that time out in my day to sit with myself or lie down on the floor and just be with myself. And sometimes that's in the morning, sometimes that's later. And I really wanted to share my experience on this. And it was a practice I developed by myself, but it was also guided and informed through some of my somatic breathwork. When breathwork's when you go deep into the body and really feel what needs to be felt, and also from my one-to-one coach as well. And it's really helped me develop a stronger relationship with myself. And it's so funny that I decided to write an episode about this. I interviewed someone, a really, really great interview earlier, and she actually came out of this as well. So I was like, I've got to make an episode on this. Now, the thing is, from speaking to people and from my own understanding of what I've been gone through in my life and my experiences, is that actually when I'm silent, I'm really able to calm down the noise, which was so, I find particularly in the like UK, US, like just speaking to other people, there's a lot of noise, a lot of distractions, and we lose touch. I certainly feel like I lose touch with listening to me and hearing myself speak, because there's an inner voice at the back. Yet it's really easy to lose that. When I've been able to connect with that deeper part of me, though, I've been able to develop my trust in myself, my connection with myself. So therefore, sitting in silence with myself each day has played a massive impact on me. It really, really helped me. Now, I want to ask you this. If you keep getting caught up by the demands of day-to-day and rushing about all the times, how does it help you? Because if you're anything like me, it didn't do me any favors, right, when I do that. And that now and then I'm going to be caught up in that, and therefore I'm going to have to continue to pull myself back. So here are some points that I really wanted to, or kind of a little bit of guidance on doing this. So essentially what we're doing is locking some time for you each day so that you can just sit with yourself, just you and nothing else, right? So the first thing, schedule the time that's going to be best for you to sit with you. Doesn't have to be 20 minutes, maybe it's 10 minutes, right? If you've got kids or anything like that, maybe it's 10 minutes before they wake up, or maybe on the cautious side, because I appreciate the parents out there that it can be quite busy the day with the kids, right? I believe we could all make time for ourselves if we're really committed enough. So find yourself some time, even if it's 10 minutes, to just be with yourself, right? Because that's going to not only enhance your life, it's going to enhance other people's lives around you, because you're able to connect with you. You develop a stronger sense of trust and connection with yourself. Therefore, you're going to have a better impact on other people as well. So I kind of think it's selfish not to connect with myself, right? Because else I can't create an impact on other people, when you think about it like that, rather than like, oh, I've got to take care of everyone and not taking myself. It's actually, the way I think of it, it's actually selfish not to take care of myself. And then the second part, find that time, sit with yourself or find somewhere and write a question to yourself that you'd like to ask. It's like, what do I need to know? What's my next step? Maybe it's something on a decision, because I find writing it down invites you to start, your mind to start searching. When you physically write a question down or write something down, it gets your mind wired in that way. That's why I find it really important to write down like gratitude, my wins and things like that as well. But just writing down the question is going to get that subconscious to start searching. Okay, and then just sit there with no distractions, right? No phone, nothing like that ideally, I go into my bedroom and I remove my phone and all those kind of electronics. Like I could put my phone in another room and sit in the living room, but there's also a TV in there and a laptop. And actually what I find is I've still got some kind of, I feel like I've got kind of signals or electronics around me and I still get distracted from that kind of energy. Also, if I go into my bedroom with no electronics and leave my phone out of it, I find I'm able to be in a more of a silent place. Okay, so that's what those are my guidance. Now, I just want to end it with an extra point as well. Just before I go on to that, though, I wanted to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all these latest episodes and never miss any, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter by just clicking in the show notes below. Okay, my bonus point is connect yourself to the heart or love. When you go into these quiet spaces, sit with yourself, be really quiet, sit with yourself, and ask your heart what it knows, because they say the mind thinks and the heart knows. Go into the heart and say, what is it that you want to show me? And therefore, by putting that intention, you're going to allow it to start coming out of guidance. Now, don't get hard on yourself if you find it really hard to connect with your heart at the beginning. We're wired to like be these busy minds, right? And it drowns out the gentle, kind, true guidance of the heart with our busy minds, right? So it's going to take a little bit of practice, but if you can just even say, right, this is my question, and connect with the heart, it will then start to connect with you more and you'll be able to get some insights. And when I say don't take distractions, do take a pen and journal, because then things are going to come to you in that time as well. So that's what I got for you today. Being able to create silence so therefore you can connect with yourself better and therefore create better self-esteem. So I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.